Did you know that many band directors are overweight and it's due to unhealthy eating? Just being able to grab something easy is not the best thing for us. I'm going to give you some healthy, easy eating tips back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
13 years ago, I weighed 30 pounds more than I do now. Half of the weight that I would gain seemed like it was in May because I didn't have time to exercise and it was so easy to grab a quick and cheap bite to eat at the local fast food place or 7-Eleven, and it was definitely not good for me. The wake-up call that I had was that I went for my over 40 physical and the doctor said, I'm going to start you on medicine. And I have never seen triglycerides and cholesterol this high. And I said, please, please give me a few months to lose some weight and see what happens. Actually, I wasn't even trying to lose weight. But what I did is I cut out the two packages of M&Ms I was eating every day because I had no energy right around 3 PM. And that seemed to give me a boost of energy, but it didn't last very long. So here are some tips that have worked for me and for others, and I hope that they will work for you too. I absolutely hate vegetables. There are a few I like when they're properly cooked, but most vegetables I hate. So I invented a breakfast smoothie that gives me a good start to the day with my vegetables for the entire day. I use almond milk, usually a frozen banana, frozen blueberries, broccoli, carrots, honey, and peanut butter, and I blend all of those in a little mini blender. It sounds horrible, I know, but when you get this in the right combination, the peanut butter and the honey kind of cover over the flavor of everything, and so it tastes like a fruit smoothie to me. It's got a sweet taste to it. It's got a milkshake type of consistency, and this has worked really well for me to get my vegetables in first thing in the morning. Plan ahead. If you are making, for example, some McMuffins, not really McMuffins, but muffins with fried egg and bacon and cheese in them for dinner maybe, then make some extras. Make a bunch of breakfast burritos. My son is a deputy sheriff and he works some long hours but has a couple of days off to make up for that. He has 3 days off, 4 on and 3 off, I believe. And he makes a bunch of breakfast burritos to last him all week. And this is what he eats in the morning or when he needs something quick. You can buy a fridge and microwave used for about $30 to $40 each and have these in your office. It really helps to have some cheap snacks available easy snacks and good for you snacks available in your office. You can buy cups of low-fat yogurt. These work out really great too and store for a long time in the mini fridge. A great thing to get is the little instant oatmeal packets. A lot of you have hot water available at your water cooler at work. And if you bring a bowl to work, you can just cook up a couple of these. They make a great breakfast or a great lunch even. I don't recommend ramen cups. I used to think that those were good for you till I read the label. That ruins everything. I haven't drunk eggnog since I read the label about 8 years ago. But ramen, I don't recommend that because one serving has about 60% of your sodium for the day. It's actually high in fat and it's not very filling and there's not very many calories to get you going in it. A great thing to have in your cabinet is goober. Goober is a peanut butter and jelly combination mix, and it does not need refrigeration. If you have some sodium-free crackers or low-sodium crackers, that can also be stored, and this way you can have a quick, easy lunch if you didn't have time or forgot to bring your lunch one day. something you can do is prep your lunches on Sunday. Most sandwiches freeze okay if you put them in little baggies and freeze them. Then all you have to do in the morning is grab them and go. I like to have leftovers. I place these in gallon bags and freeze. And I have a plate at work with a microwave that I talked about earlier. So by lunchtime, they're mostly thawed out. I microwave it and have a great meal. For me, I like to have something different than just a sandwich. In my previous job, I was working through my lunches, and lunch just was not a pleasure to me. It was just more work that I was doing. And now I actually try to take about 20 minutes out to sit down and eat my lunch and not do work. So it's nice to have some kind of nice food to eat. My family, for some reason, does not do well with leftovers, but that's fine with me. I love them, so I usually make extra of whatever I'm having. Another great breakfast item is what's called overnight oats. And basically, overnight oats, you take oatmeal, the kind that's not instant, just in the big boxes, and you put it in your bowl or in a cup, and you coat it with milk and make sure that it's, I like to use milk. You can probably use water, but I cover it with milk, and you can put a little bit of honey in there, maybe even some blueberries, and you just let it sit overnight, and it kind of absorbs the milk and gets to me, a better consistency than what happens when you put it in the microwave. After school, have some snacks ready. Make sure these are snacks that have some type of protein in them. You can try maybe veggies and hummus, or celery with peanut butter and raisins on it. A tuna sandwich and hard-boiled eggs are easy to make, easy to store, and easy to have as a quick snack. One hard-boiled egg only has about 70 calories. I've had three of them for breakfast before, 210 calories, and felt like I was full until lunchtime. Hope that these tips help you to eat healthy and perform at your best.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.